What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast that help you ignite your action and reach your goals and far more than just health and wellness. Today, we'll be going into a guide to personal freedom. This was inspired and adopted by Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. We'll be sharing how you can use these four and apply them into your life and share a new read you may want to check out. So as always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahut. Join us on this conversation and let's see if this book sparks anything for you. Hey man, what's going on?
What's going on? I'm excited to do this one because I think this is the fun case where you've read the book. I haven't read the book. So like for the people out there that are hearing these and having their own kind of interpretations of what these examples mean, they'll be hearing mine for the first time of, you know, kind of unscripted, unprompted responses. I've never sat with them, thought about them. So I think it'll be a cool angle at it to where I'm kind of in the same chair as them. And then you are in this the all-knowing role as the one who read the book.
I do love it. And, you know, part of it is part of why we do this thing. And I was like, we don't want to just be the people that are like, hey, do this. This is how we do everything. This is pretty much candid and uncut. Like Jason said, I read the book. He hasn't. We wanted to find another way to be relatable to you guys. You may have read this. You may have not. Either way, you can join us for it and we'll see what kind of sparks from it. So going through like the first four, I'll kind of read them off and we'll see if, you know, we keep a consistent structure or how this conversation goes. Reminder, it's a guide to personal freedom and there are four agreements. So they're essentially the author, Don Miguel Ruiz. He talks about these four that you should kind of agree upon to live your life. And this is how you can reach personal freedom. The first one is being impeccable with your words. You know, things that I remember from the book, things that I take from it is you want to be intentional with the words you say, whether it's for yourself or those around you. It's easy to speak down about yourself, speak very negatively about yourself. And you can also do that to others, whether it's intentional or non-intentional. So it's really being impeccable with your word and watching the choice of words that you use for those around you or even yourself internally.
Yeah, that's kind of if you say something, you should, to use phrases that are, you should be able to stand 10 toes down on it. Like you should feel very confident that if something is coming out of your mouth, that you're going to back it up. So if you're making commitments to people, you stay committed and you follow through with whatever it is you say, whether it's to yourself, other people, you know, friends, family, you name it. I think the other side of it is words can also do damage as much as they can do good. So be smart about what you choose to say, what you choose to hold back to people. I think about it even the sense of, you know, what we talked about of having someone to bounce like your dreams, your aspirations off of. So when we're talking about this in the sense of your guide to personal freedom, I might have a dream that makes absolutely zero sense to you. But are you going to tell me like, hey, you're an idiot, don't do that? No, you're probably going to ask some questions, try to understand just because that's like the relationship, the friendship that we have. But if someone did come up to me when I had this great idea, what I thought was a great idea, and they're just like, you're an idiot, why would you even try that? It's going to deter me from even trying to do other things in the future if you hear it enough times from enough people. The same way if someone just like gives you blind like support and boost of that's amazing, that's such a great idea. You like, you want people that will challenge you, but in a good way with good words that make you like critically think about what you're actually doing and the steps you're taking to personal freedom too. So that's kind of the angles that I would take towards it.
Well, I love where you took that because I know to tear down and or inspire, you can either do the two, either one or the other when it comes to words. To Jason's point, when it comes to goal setting and things you aspire to accomplish, it's so easy to be like, hey, I don't know, do you think that's the right time? I don't really think it is the right time. Or hey, how are you going to do that? I don't think you could do that. And does it run in your family? Or hey, you've never done that before. Words like that just tear somebody down. They're not going to want to pursue that thing. And it's hard when it's somebody that you care about, or even if it's a stranger, you want to find ways that you can inspire that person. Again, whether it's somebody in your circle, somebody in your family, a friend, or even just a complete stranger, you never really know the power of your words until you either have that one-on-one, you know, conversation or exchange with that person, or you see down the line what ends up happening. Somebody may come to you and say, hey, you know, we spoke last year and you might not even remember, you said this to me, and hey, now I'm doing all of these different things, and it was because of what you said. So you definitely, I love that point. It really takes, you know, this first point to another level over there. And I guess we flow into two. Anything else you want to add on there? I think that was a really good point to share.
Yeah, now good to go to two.
Nice. Two is don't take anything personal. I love this one because it's so, it's hard. Let's be real. It's hard not to take things personal at times. The day may not be going in your favor. Something happens and it's like, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this person doing this to me? At the end of the day, the more and more we could shift our perspective to, you know, this isn't just happening to attack me. Again, somebody may be doing that, but we'll go into depth soon enough about somebody else doing something to you. But we got to try our best to not take things personal. I don't know about you guys out there, Jason. I don't know about you, but I found myself so many times taking things personal. Why is this happening to me? I can't even catch a break. It's like those phrases like that, which again, kind of ties into being impeccable with your word. Are you saying those things over and over again negatively? Because, hey, nothing works in my favor. So I think that, you know, we have to shift our focus to try your best not to take things personal, that it's happening to you and you're getting attacked, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been there, like in that place before, where I am taking things personally, even if they're not. I think it's a big hindrance of being able to move forward and make progress too. I think the big thing that I take away from it is, if you're not doing anything hard, you're probably also not doing anything special. Like if you're not dealing with difficulties, hard times, things like that, like what are you really building? Because you're not challenging yourself in anyway. And like when we think about personal freedom, especially, that can come in a variety of different ways. It's feeling like you have control of your life. It could be control of your time, like you name it. It can be, you know, even if you want, we always talk about working a 9-to-5 isn't necessarily a bad thing if that's what you want to do, but that's your own personal choice, which plays into your personal freedom of making those choices. If you're not challenging yourself, you're not trying to do anything that's like hard or push yourself outside your comfort zone, you're not really going to get anywhere else. So like maybe you won't take anything personal in those senses, but use that as kind of like your kick to be in the situation where you are being challenged and like you have to make the decision whether you're going to take something personal or not as well, just so you keep going forward. Because I know there's situations on a daily basis where I have to make that choice of like, am I going to just push this off and to the side and not worry about it and then keep pushing forward and realize it's not something like no one's personally attacking me. Like we're just trying to get better as a collective, basically.
You know, I think that's a perfect transition to three is don't make assumptions, because a lot of the times when we feel like we're getting personally attacked, most of the time it's just a general assumption. Hey, this isn't going my way. And let's talk about relationships in general, whether it's a friend, loved one, partner, whatever the case. It may feel like, hey, we have a disagreement right now and this is happening and it's all happening against me. In return, if we sit down and have the conversation, unpack it a little bit, you may find that, hey, I just had some general assumptions. I just thought this person was angry at me and they were doing this because I didn't do this. And then it turns out after a conversation, hey, maybe they had a bad day and you just thought they were throwing everything at you and picking on you for not doing X and Y and saying certain things. And then we end up just playing these different scenarios in our head and stories in our head. So we get down a rabbit hole. So I think, you know, don't make any assumptions goes right into don't take anything personal, because the two go hand in hand. Like you never know what you're taking personal. Is it actually an attack on you, or are you just playing a scenario out in your head? And it was so easy to create an assumption of, okay, this person's doing this because of whatever the end result is or whatever the thing that's happening in the process.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think this works in a variety of different ways too. One, I think we had something recently where we were discussing a marketing plan that I think we could have even took in a better or quicker direction just by having a call instead of trying to do it over text. I hate texting.
Text is the worst thing.
Especially
can't tell the tone, like, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
So like we had a brief disagreement, then we got on the phone. I was like, oh no, we actually agree. So it was really interesting. So even that, it's like not assuming things from either side. Relationships, not assuming things. I even think working in sales, I get to deal with this a lot where I'll sit here and be like, ah, this guy just, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And then 2 days later, he comes back and he wants to buy. It's like, he does get it. You just need a time. But like, I assume different things. And that's something I still work on. I think all of us work on it to some extent, but trying not to make those type of assumptions of, oh, this person's blowing me off or whatever. And it's like, oh, they were just on vacation with their family and they weren't working. So like, there's things like that that come up every day in sales that I constantly get reminded of. But it's also because sometimes people do blow us off. So I think the main like lesson in it all is don't make assumptions and just keep trying at the end of the day, at least on like, that side of things.
Yeah, no, even just lanes of communication in general. I mean, I shared a story with you a while back where I reached out to somebody. I was waiting for an answer. I didn't hear anything. So I took it personal and I made the assumption. I took it personal of, oh, they don't think I'm a real professional. And then I literally made the assumption of, okay, well, I have no chance. They're never going to get back to me. Turns out you get a message 2 days later. It's the nicest, one of the nicest people I've spoken to. It's like, oh, okay, this is why you didn't answer right away. Well, you didn't have to apologize. I should apologize to myself for going down a spiral of all these negative things. So it's the lane of communication, the type of communication, whether it's through email or text, phone calls usually easier, like we kind of just said, or obviously face-to-face would be the easiest. Like those things are so easy to misinterpret what's going on.
You know, I think it's interesting about that. You had two, don't take anything personal. Three, don't make assumptions come up for you. But part of the reason that they probably got back to you is because you were impeccable with your words on the first outreach.
Ah, that's good. Cool. Good connection, right?
Cool. Yep. So that brings us to four. Always do your best. Where does this take you?
Well, I love this one because it's empowering. It's an easy phrase. Again, kind of like how you said, when we look at all four, they all kind of flow together. But then always doing your best. At the end of the day, like, what are you doing in the day? Is it a day full of productive action? Is it a day of just doing your errands? Are you doing your best? It's a simple question to ask yourself. And if you didn't that day, it's okay. You tried. And or in the process of the day, the week, the month, or whatever timeline you have for your goals, are you trying your best? If you are, and you know, whatever you're looking to accomplish isn't happening yet, just ask yourself, are you doing your best? And if you did, it's good. Pat yourself on your shoulders, keep going, do your best again tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and you just stack it over time.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice because it is just straightforward. Always do your best. But I also think sometimes you do need that reminder, because as you get going, you get in a routine of things, it's easy to kind of get complacent and drop to whatever like the minimum requirement is. I've seen it a lot of people talking about basically like when a rep gets disgruntled at their current workplace or doesn't feel valued, they'll resort to just doing the minimum effort action that they have to keep their job. So that's something I always try to keep in my mind as I'm like leading a team, because I don't want anyone to ever feel like they aren't valued. And this goes back to like being impeccable with your words. I don't ever want my team to feel like they aren't valued, that I don't care about their success and all that, that they're just like a number. That's not my goal. I want them to feel all those things, that they are valued, so they can come in every day, always do their best, and not ever have that resorting to the minimum effort thing. I think that's a really big thing as far as like just being successful in anything you do. And only you can truly answer at the end of the day, did you do your best today or not? And I think if you're sitting there looking yourself in the mirror and you can't answer yes to that, what are the things you need to do to fix it, and fix it right away? Because it goes back into those other three areas of, there's probably something that's affecting you that isn't allowing you to always do your best. And is it because you're not following through on your commitments? Are you taking things personally that are coming from others, as opposed to, you know, constructive feedback or things like that? Or are you just assuming things and now you're putting everything out into the world where, oh, it's not on me. It's on external forces that I can't control. And that's a slippery slope to go down. So I think always do your best is a very simple way of saying a very complex thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that was a great way to tie them all together. I'll pretty much run through the list one more time. I think as far as always do your best, you completely knocked that one out of the park. It was really well said. But the four, again, they work in order. They don't have to be. We definitely recommend the book. It is Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements. The four that he kind of goes over, which is the guide for personal freedom, are: one, being impeccable with your words; two, don't take anything personal; three, don't make assumptions; and number four, always do your best. I really think these are powerful. Again, I'm really grateful that we were able to expand this conversation based off of, yeah, I was able to read this. You didn't, but we got to expand the conversation. I think it's a good way that, you know, everybody can have kind of candid conversations and take a conversation farther by sharing different things. And then we just both learn together. And then as a collective, we pass it on. And all our listeners get to learn from that too.
Yeah, for sure. And if we would like to extend this conversation either even further, reach out to us at Action Ignited on our social medias, or hit us up in the email in the description with any questions, stories, personal takeaways that you've had on today's episode. If you enjoyed the episode today, share it with a friend. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Encourage them to subscribe to the podcast. Thank you again for tuning into Action Ignited. Until next time, stay ignited.